letting them kind of dictate the things that you see and the people that you see? Or are you listening to podcasts or books or things that are actually raising you up, lifting you up, and getting you in a better state? So that would be the second one. The third that we've talked about is exercise. So whether it's 20 minutes, I like to do it in the morning so it gets your brain flowing, gets the blood flowing, gets your metabolism set up as well. When you do at least 20 minutes of exercise in the morning, it gets your metabolism set up for the rest of the day, kind of revs up the engine, if you will.
Welcome to the Miracle Plant Podcast, the show that inspires, promotes, and gives you a daily dose of inspiration from the people who have used cannabis to change their lives in extraordinary ways. Here's your host, Justin Benton.
Well, welcome everybody to the Boost Your Health, Boost Your Wealth Challenge. How fired up are you? I know I am. Look, it's been a long time coming. We've got these incredible secrets that we've learned over the years here at 101 Hemp and 101 CBD and themiracleplant.org. And we're just so excited to have people to come on here and share these secrets with you, because we don't want them to be secrets anymore. We want people to understand how to take control of their health, and which when you're healthy, you can also become wealthy, because you can't really be wealthy regardless of how much money you have in the bank account if you're not healthy. So we're going to be discussing five different secrets that really we've discovered to help unlock the full potential of our bodies and our brains so we can make sure that we're getting the most out of them. Secret one that we'll be covering today is what the top 1% do that you aren't doing. And look, here's the things that I've figured out, that the secret, if you will, is it's we are what we repeatedly do. And it's so important that we get these routines in place. I think it's just invaluable that you have a morning routine, right? So I know there's that great book that just came out with John Lee Dumas, and it's The Mastery Journal. I highly recommend you check it out. I know The Common Path, the Uncommon Success book that just came out with him, well, it was really, really incredible. So, but in that book, he talks about you do nine different steps that you take in the morning for your morning routine, right? So it's obviously some of the big things that we know are drinking water, right? It's so important. I'm doing that 75 hard challenge where you have to drink a gallon of water every day, which is pretty wild, but it's been great. And so what are those morning routines that you do? I think it's so important that first things first is, right, we're made up of 70% water. So we need to make sure that we're drinking water in the morning. What's the next thing in your routine? Well, my routine is being mindfulness. So what are the questions that we're asking ourselves? What are we surrounding ourselves with? Are we reading good books? Are we listening to great podcasts or audiobooks in the morning that get our frame of reference correct? You know, are we reading things or surrounding ourselves with things and people that are raising our vibrational level? These are the things that I've found that work best for me. The next thing that I want to do every morning that I do on my checklist is exercise, right? So making sure that you get out there and you get at least 20 minutes of exercise. And that can be, you know, just going for a walk for 20 minutes, or hopping on a Peloton, or going to the gym, or figuring out whatever it is that works best for you. But something that really gets the brain firing and gets, you know, all those juices flowing, if you will. And a lot of us kind of already know these things, and we understand what we need to do. We're just not doing them. So that's what I want to have here on this 5-day challenge. I want to challenge you to start to be accountable to yourself. And then we'll come back and discuss how things work for you. But the first secret, like I said, is really understanding what the top 1% are doing that you're not doing is what I've discovered is that they have a morning routine. And so what is your morning routine? So I would challenge you to write down, what is your morning routine going to be for tomorrow? And then do it, and make sure that, you know, we're saying nine different things that you could do in the morning. You know, another great morning routine, you know, hack, if you will, that I've seen that's worked so great for people is making your bed. I know that sounds crazy, but if you don't have 5 minutes to make your bed, you don't really have control of your time, right? And by making your bed in the morning, it's the way to start. You know, they say, you know, cleanliness is next to godliness. And by making that bed in the morning, it just starts your day with a crisp, clean bed. And then when you come home at night, you've got that clean bed there made for you. So that's another one of those things that I do in my morning routine to make sure that I'm keeping things in order as well. And of course, you know us here you know, at 101 CBD, part of my morning routine is supplementation. And with us, it's the whole plant raw CBDA oil that we do. It's a sublingual oil. And I'll do two full droppers of our product, our Boost product, that has a little bit of that CBG in it that all comes from that miracle hemp plant that really helps our body and our brain find homeostasis. And for me, CBG also really helps with focus and mental clarity and energy. So I'll pop that in there, hold it under my tongue for 5 minutes as I'm getting my shoes on, whether I'm heading to the Peloton or heading to the gym. That's how I get my day started, to make sure that I'm getting my exercise in, I'm getting my water in. For the mindfulness, I'm listening to podcasts or audiobooks that are going to help raise my you know, awareness for what is it that I'm looking for to get out of life. What are the questions that I'm asking myself, and making sure that I'm really going for the things that I want to go for in life. So those are some of the morning things that I do every morning. You know, part of the 75 hard challenge is that you have to stick to a diet, and mine is no processed foods and no refined sugars. So like for right now, I've been eating eggs and fresh avocados out here from our family ranch. And it's been, you know, it's good. It's healthy. It's good for you. And, you know, we are what we eat, and we all know that. And, you know, the five pillars that really that I've seen that, you know, working here with, you know, themiracleplant.org, is there's really five pillars, right? So we've talked about water, and it's, you know, we have to drink at least a gallon of water. They say whatever your body weight is, divide that in two and drink that in ounces every day, because we're made up 70% of water. And if you don't have enough water, your brain and your body just isn't going to work the way it's supposed to. But also you have to make sure you're getting really good quality water. You know, so many people will either drink out of the tap, or they'll drink, you know, some type of water out there that isn't actually that good for you. So make sure that you're getting either reverse osmosis water, or you're getting some type of, you know, I like Fiji water, which I think is really good. There's also distilled water that can be good. And the best water of all is if you can get natural spring water. So not only is it important that you're drinking a high amount of water every day, it's also critical that you're drinking good, clean water. Because as we know, the water that's in our tap system, in the majority of especially the big cities, it's just not, it's not meant to be drunk. It's just not good for you. And you can go look at your local website and find for yourself what's in your water. And you'd be kind of surprised that it's just not good for you. So make sure that you're getting really clean, good water, and lots of it every day. So that's the first pillar that we see out here. Like I said, the second one is mindfulness. And so who are you surrounding yourself with? What are you surrounding yourself with? What is it that you're watching? Are you hopping on your social media and letting them kind of dictate the things that you see and the people that you see? Or are you listening to podcasts or books or things that are actually raising you up, lifting you up, and getting you in a better state? So that would be the second one. The third that we've talked about is exercise. So whether it's 20 minutes, I like to do it in the morning, so it gets your brain flowing, gets the blood flowing, gets your metabolism set up as well. When you do at least 20 minutes of exercise in the morning, it gets your metabolism set up for the rest of the day, kind of revs up the engine, if you will. So those are the first three of the five pillars that we recommend. You know, I'll let you guess what the fourth one is. You can put it up there in the comments or whatever, see if anybody has one for us. Got some Jeopardy music. Anyways, so the fourth one is going to be you are what you eat. And again, when we were looking to heal our son from that severe regressive diagnosis when he lost language and communication with us, you know, that was the first thing that we did, was change his diet. Getting rid of anything that was processed foods and gluten and dairy and refined sugars and basically all the stuff that you get advertised and pushed in your face nonstop to be putting into our bodies. And it's just filled with, you know, refined sugars and chemicals and, you know, heavy metals and pesticides and just basically the worst possible thing you could think of is in the food that we eat every day. So we have to be real mindful about what kind of food that we eat. It needs to be organic, right? You don't want pesticides, right? They developed pesticides, the Nazis did, for the gas chambers. Literally, that's what pesticides came from. And then they thought, and they somehow spun it from that to come over here to spray it on our crops to keep weeds from coming up. So just be real mindful about what you're putting in your body. Organic No pesticides, right? So you need to make sure that you're doing that as well. Processed foods. If you can't pronounce the word that's on the label, chances are you probably shouldn't be putting it in your body, right? If you go over there to France, you'll see on their labels, it'll say like cookies are made of, you know, butter, sugar, flour, right? If you look at a Chips Ahoy cookie package here in the United States, you need like a master's degree to pronounce some of those words because they're just chemicals and preservatives and the things that our bodies don't know how to process, don't know what to do with, makes our livers and our kidneys work extra overtime to try and figure out how to process these types of things. And it doesn't let our bodies operate at optimal efficiency. And after a while, all those toxins build up in our body. And that's where those brain fogs and that sluggishness and all the issues and the inflammation, which is one of the biggest problems we have here in the United States, the inflammation that comes from all those processed foods and toxins that we're finding in our air and our water and our food. So just being really, really mindful of what it is that you eat. You know, we all know what it is that we need to eat, that sometimes we just need to be reminded and be accountable for that. So that's the fourth pillar that we talk about. The fifth pillar is sleep. So of the five pillars, getting a good night's sleep is what we've seen that's helped so many people. And that's how our body regenerates. That's how our body rejuvenates. And that's how our body re-energizes for the next day. And that's our brain and that's our body. You know, that's when the liver does the most of its detoxifying is usually around 3 o'clock in the morning. So for those of you that wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, that usually means that your liver is working overtime. So make some choices about some of the things that you're consuming that's making you up at 3 o'clock in the morning because your liver's working overtime. So those are the five pillars that we suggest, that we talk about, that we research and have seen work for our clients that come here. So that's the big secret, if you will, you know, having that morning routine. Every single day, what are the things that you're going to do? If you were on a deserted island, or if you owned the island, or if you had Lieutenant Dan money where you didn't have to worry about that anymore, like as Forrest Gump says, what would your morning routine look like? So I would challenge all of you to write down what would your ideal morning look like and then make it your routine every morning. So whether that's obviously drinking water and exercising and being mindful and making your bed and, getting out there and asking yourself, you know, what's the big thing that I can do that's going to make my day great? And maybe making a list of two or three things that you want to accomplish that day. And really get into the feeling of how it'll feel when you accomplish those things instead of dreading doing them, or I don't want to do this, or going through the process of doing it. Really get into the experiencing how it would feel when those things were actually accomplished. And so that way you can get those things done and have that state the whole time, not just, you know, thinking about the details. And as some of us already kind of know too, is in the morning, if there's a list of things that you want to do, I always do the most critical things or the toughest things first when I have the most amount of energy and the most amount of brain power, and just make sure that you're kind of prioritizing, because sometimes we'll do the things that aren't that important. And then by the time it gets in the afternoon after lunch and things like that, we maybe don't have the creative flow and the juices and the energy to really give our undivided attention to that activity. So that would be something that I would recommend as well. I know for myself, if I have like a big project or a big meeting or something large, like a 5-day challenge to put on, I'm going to do it in the morning. They say 10 o'clock in the morning is when the brain is at its most optimal state. So wouldn't you know, we started the 5-day challenge here on day one at 10 o'clock in the morning Pacific time. Because the brain is flowing and you've gotten your day started and you've got your routine done and you've got your exercise and your water and you're just ready to rock and roll and fire up. So those are the things that I do. And I challenge you to write down your ideal day. What is your ideal morning routine look like? And then what does your day look like? And then let's revisit that tomorrow and see how you did, because tomorrow morning is a new morning and you get to actually do your routine and check off those boxes that you did. Like I said, whether it's water and it's mindfulness, you know, making your bed, eating a healthy breakfast, making a list of things that you need to do that really move the needle for you. And, you know, again, I think it's important to journal. And the John Lee Dumas book, I really like. He helps break things down into like four different sections and gives it certain time. I also like Brandon Burchard's journal as well. So if you're looking for some, or if you already own them, start using them. But a piece of paper works as well, and so does an iPhone in the notes section. So again, that's the challenge for today. I want you to go out there and write down your morning routine, and then we'll come back tomorrow. We'll go over the morning routine, and we'll start talking about the next secret that we have to discover. So I wanted to thank everybody for coming on. We're keeping it short and sweet. Look, you know, none of us, you know, the most precious commodity that we have is our time, and I wanted to be really mindful of that. So we're keeping it to just 15 minutes. I want to thank everybody who's catching this. If you're catching it on the replay, feel free to throw some comments down there. Feel free to share this out. They can still catch up on today's, and then we'll do it tomorrow as well for the next day. And then we've got some really cool gifts and some prizes and some stuff that I want to make sure that you all get and understand that we've discovered as well. So again, thanks everybody for coming on for day one of the 5-day challenge. And we'll see you tomorrow morning after you've gotten your morning routine done the way you want it. Have a great one. We'll see you then, everybody. Thanks for checking in. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hey there, this is Cheryl Murray Powell Esquire, and I'm the host of the Terps in the City podcast. I am a cannabis agricultural dietary supplement and trade attorney. I'm also a hemp farmer, and I've been recently named to the list of High Times Magazine's top 100 influencers in cannabis. I'm inviting you to follow me along my journey as I move back to New York to support the adult use market there. You're going to get a chance to listen to conversations with some of my friends along the way. I look forward to seeing you at Terps in the City.